Hey, what's going on? This is Ron Artest, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan. Listen, you must. Say it again. Buscarini? Alright. Jordan Buscarini. Alright. With Jordan Buscarini. Shout out to Queensbridge, you already know.
Coming to you live from Price.
Put that cookie down!
Price, Utah.
Now!
Me and my man, Trav. Love Price. Price is awesome.
Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini and Travis Anderson on KOAL AM 750, Eastern Utah's main source for local sporting news.
The initial wave of free agency is now complete. A lot of faces changing. I mean, a lot of big news last night in the NBA, yesterday in the NBA, I should say. Once free agency kicked off on that Sunday afternoon, things got crazy, and they got crazy in a hurry. I was complaining last week about the fact that we don't have that midnight thing anymore. I really enjoyed that, waiting up all night, staying up all night, and watching the news trickle in. Yesterday was a lot of fun. We had plenty of shows throughout the national media outlets to keep you up to date on what was happening, and of course, Twitter was a hotbed for NBA news. We're going to talk about that right now. Free agency in the NBA, joining us over the phone as he does every week. We have Jameson Welsh, our Drive Time Sports NBA insider and analyst. Jameson, it is always a pleasure to get you on. Thank you again for taking out the time today.
Oh, not a problem at all. Thanks for having me as always. Definitely appreciate it.
Always looking forward to the conversations. I had a great mutual friend of both of ours on the show Friday, Jabari Davis, and we were going back and forth making predictions on free agency. For the most part, I didn't think anything was real shocking outside of D'Angelo Russell. That was one I did miss on. I thought Russell would end up signing in Phoenix. But nonetheless, he goes to the Golden State Warriors and what's going to be a massive sign and trade. Jameson, that was without doubt the biggest surprise of Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of, I don't know if there's a whole lot of surprises. I mean, there's a lot of things that took place yesterday that were kind of, like, mind-blowing. The biggest thing I had was this. It was, like, the money, the amount of money that veteran guys were getting, like Trevor Ariza and J.J. Redick. The amount of money in their mid-30s that they're getting is very, very, very noticeable. Like, it's basically, we're at the end of an era to where guys are taking pay cuts to go on winning teams or go on contenders. I think that era is over. That era has now been replaced by the buyout era. So it's a lot of stuff that's been intriguing. But, I mean, there are so many moves yesterday. It's hard to digest, Jordan. Like, it really – there are so many moves coming at a crazy pace and rate that you kind of had to sit back and wait for, like, every 30 minutes to see what exactly happened to where and whom and what. And it was wild. But there was a lot of good moves out there. Some questionable ones. I think the biggest move was probably, you know, we all knew Durant was leaving. We knew Kyrie was leaving. I think the biggest move that was kind of shocking everybody was Al Horford. I think that's the big move that everybody was like, whoa, okay, what is Philly doing here? And, you know, is it a good move? Is it a bad move? Whatever. I think that's the most intriguing move of the day was Horford going to Philly.
Yeah, we knew that there was a mystery team. We didn't know who it was, and so we knew the money was out there for Horford, and we knew it was going to be someone that could at least contend because he walked away from $30 million with the Celtics. And look, had he stayed in Boston with the Celtics getting Kemba Walker, I think the Celtics would have been fine, really. I think that would have been a good situation for Al Horford. So we knew that there was something appealing somewhere for him. Now, again, I'm going to go back to the Golden State Warrior deal with D'Angelo Russell. I did not see this coming, but when you take a look at KD going over to Brooklyn, which I think was somewhat predictable going into the weekend, especially if Kyrie, it seemed like that was a done deal. Those two were going to go play with each other. The fact that the Warriors are now giving their team somewhat of a facelift, Jameson, this is a good move for Golden State. Is it a panic move? Maybe a little bit, but I believe that D'Angelo Russell will have a lot of trade value moving forward, and at the same time, you've had 5 years with a similar core. At what point in time do you run the risk of becoming stale? That's what Bob Myers had to ask himself yesterday. I actually like the fact that they went out and got D'Angelo Russell. Yeah, they give up a little bit. I know it's sad. If you're a Warrior fan, you're sad to see Andre Iguodala leave, but again, going back to it, you run the risk of becoming stale while everyone around you is getting better if you stay the same. I thought the Warriors had to make a move, losing Kevin Durant. They had to do something, and I think they did that with Russell.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know what's going to happen with D'Angelo. It wouldn't surprise me if he gets traded before the season started, because here's the thing. Like, he doesn't fit what they do. He's not, you know, he's not a defender. He plays the same position as a guy they're paying $40 million. he would be a nice stopgap until Clay comes back so he can score. But he really doesn't fit their mold. So it's very intriguing on what's going to happen. I think he's going to get moved. I don't think he's going to be on that roster going forward. I think he's eventually going to get moved. I really do.
Well, if that's the case, again, I point back to not a bad move. He's one of the top five or six free agents out on the board, and they found a way to acquire him. That's why I like what the Warriors did yesterday. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those situations where he's definitely is an asset. And whenever you're able to acquire an asset, when you're losing your guy, it's always a good thing. Now, here's the thing, what happens. A lot of crazy stuff can happen. Nothing would surprise me. I don't know who they're going to move him for. All I say is nothing would surprise me. I don't think he starts the season with them, but again, nothing would surprise me regarding this particular matter.
Because it is a sign and trade, they are able to trade him before the season starts, correct?
I believe they would have to wait 30 days to retrade him, unless it became a three-team deal.
There you go. So it is possible. Nonetheless, they found a way to get something out of Kevin Durant. There was the report that came out yesterday, and we'll talk about the Knicks here in just a moment, but the report that the Knicks were not willing to offer Kevin Durant the full max. I don't know that it would have mattered. I don't think it would have mattered at all. I don't think that Kevin Durant was ever going to go to New York. I guess maybe it would have been just, good lip service for your fan base to say, hey, we tried, we gave KD the max. But, Jameson, for all of the hoopla regarding the Knicks yesterday, I don't think they did all that bad, really. I know that it's not what Knicks fans had in mind. That's a major market, a major franchise. They've been bad for so long. You want that immediate impact with KD and Kyrie. I really didn't think the Knicks had a terrible day.
They didn't. I'll do one better. They actually had a good day. They didn't. You cannot give a max to a guy that just ruptured his Achilles. You can't do that. It's one of the dumbest things you can do. And I love Kevin Durant. He's my favorite player to watch in the league at this point in time. However, if I'm an owner, I'm not paying the guy that kind of money. We've seen how that injury works. Guys usually get hurt more when they come back from it because they're overcompensating for other stuff. So I would not pay a guy the max. And think of it like this. 20 years ago, they gave Allen Houston 5 years, $100 million. That didn't work out. He sat down for more games than he played. Amar'e Stoudemire, similar situation, had a great first year. After that, terrible. Why would you continue to do the same thing over and over and expect different results? That's insanity. So I actually commend the Knicks for saying, you know what? Nah, we're good. Now, the issue is this. The last year or so, the expectations in the media has kind of set up the fan base for failure because the expectations were, hey, this guy's coming. He wants to be here. He moved his offices out here. That's all you heard for a year. So when it doesn't happen, people want answers. And it's very unfortunate. Excuse me. It's very unfortunate that took place because now the fans might look like, hey, you know, what happened? What's going on? Is this another Nick being Knicks? And it's like, no, it just didn't work out. And this is the same thing the Lakers have been going through for the last few years as well. The media sets you up so they can stump on you when things don't go your way. It's a crazy game they play, but that's how it goes.
Absolutely. Again, Jameson Welsh, our guest right now as we talk NBA free agency. You know, you bring up the Lakers and the way things have gone down. You mentioned some names for the New York Knicks. I want to throw some names out there as well for the Lakers. They missed on Dwight Howard. Turned out to be a good thing. They missed on LaMarcus Aldridge. Turned out to be a good thing. They missed on Carmelo Anthony. Turned out to be a good thing. When I look at what the Knicks were able to accomplish yesterday, I love the signing of Julius Randle. This guy was absolutely fantastic last season. Again, if you're a Knicks fan, it's not all doom and gloom. It's the immediate impact in getting a marquee guy. And I'll tell you who doesn't help matters any, Jameson. You're talking about the media. Stephen A. Smith does not do any favors to this franchise.
Oh, he doesn't, but also you got all them writers and all them blogs out in New York that are, you know, they're pumping the same stuff. So it's one thing to have Stephen A. on TV every day, but you're reading your local guys. I saw Ian Bagley, Adam Zanora, all those guys back there that are major guys. They're writing every day, commenting every day. You have Kevin Durant's agent, who is New York-based, who's Rock Nation, who's involved. So you got a lot of stuff going on. With that being said, it's tough to not pay attention to it, and it sells. Kevin Durant is one of the best basketball players ever. Anything he does is going to sell. So with that being said, it's one of the things where, hey, people are going to pay attention. People are going to look at it. And if you do it time and time again, you're going to eventually believe what someone's selling. And it sucks that they got sold short. That's kind of how it goes. The Knicks are going to need one of their draft picks to be good. That's what they're going to need. The free agent stuff, it's going to be a while before somebody goes there. Giannis ain't going there in 2 years, so stop that. That ain't happening. They're going to need their picks and the guys they acquire via trade to pan out well. They're going to need R.J. Barrett to be well. They're going to need Trier and Knox and all those guys to be good players, because free agents aren't going to a place where players aren't good. It's not happening. Like, you got to have some guys that got some promise and potential. The Lakers start getting free agents when their players were good. They got LeBron because, hey, you know what? Ingram, Kuzma, pretty good players. And then they were able to trade those players for Anthony Davis. So you got to have your own set of players before you actually become good.
Jameson, before I let you go, we have to talk about the Utah Jazz. I know we just talked about them last segment, but I got to get your thoughts on it. Right now, as it sits, they may be the most complete team of the Western Conference. It was a fantastic day for the Jazz, and again, we just talked to Dan Clayton about that. But your thoughts on what Dennis Lindsay and the Utah Jazz were able to pull off yesterday?
It looks good on paper. It looks good on paper. It sounds good. Guys see it, though. They got a couple guys that have injury issues. They have a lot of guys that have never had to play with expectations. It's one thing to play when you're, you know, expecting to make the playoffs and that's it. It's another thing when people are saying you should be in the conference finals. Two totally different worlds. So I want to see how this team actually comes together, how it's formed. Quinn Snyder is a very good coach, but I want to see how this team actually works when there's expectations of, hey, we might make it to the finals, because they've never had to go through this. And I will say this, I like Donovan Mitchell a lot, but I need to see more efficiency for him, because he was a chucker last year. He took a lot of bad shots and didn't really get talked about that much. So I need to see what he's really about and if his game improves. Because it's one thing to be a guy at 6'3", 6'4", that makes some nice fancy plays, but can he play winning basketball? And that remains to be seen.
Jameson Welsh, again, our Drive Time Sports NBA insider. You can follow him on Twitter at the Jameson. Jameson, something tells me this is not the only time we're going to connect this week on the show. We have a lot still to unfold, including Kawhi Leonard. I appreciate the time today. I always look forward to the conversation.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me, as always.
We've got a break for just a moment. We'll come back and put the final touches on this edition of the show when we return.